Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the bad guys win. Sometimes the people with the worst intentions get what they want in life, and their victims lose everything. Like when one unemployed German lathe operator attempted to murder the best tennis player in the world with a 9-inch boning knife in 1993 on live TV. This summer, the Serbian tennis player Novak Djokovic won his 19th and 20th major tournaments at the French Open in Wimbledon. He is now tied with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal with 20 major titles, the most in men's tennis history. Having followed his career, I've been thinking lately, again, of Monica Seles. Much like Djokovic, Seles was an exciting, charismatic, mold-breaker from modern-day Serbia, then part of Yugoslavia. The two players' hometowns, Novi Sad and Belgrade, are just an hour apart. But nobody ever tried to murder Djokovic on a tennis court. If only Seles could say the same. The start to her career is simply unmatched in the history of women's tennis. She won her first major at the French Open in 1990 at age 16, and beginning in 1991, went on to win 7 of 9 Grand Slam events, for a total of 8 wins in her first 14 major tournaments. In January of 1993, she won the 8th by beating the former number 1, Steffi Graf, in 3 sets. For those 2 years, from 91 to 93, Seles wasn't just the most dominant women's tennis player, she was the most dominant athlete in any sport and any gender. And at 19 years old, she was just getting started. For context, Novak Djokovic, her countryman, now on the brink of becoming the greatest men's player ever, didn't win his first tournament until he was 20. But in 1993, not everyone was cheering. Before the exciting young Yugoslavian had come along, Steffi Graf had been the darling of the tennis world. She was quiet, graceful, and blonde. She danced and sliced her way around the court with smooth efficiency, just as most pundits thought a woman should play. Seles was a thumper, a hard-hitting lefty with dark, wildly curly hair, who grunted when she swung. She outmuscled her opponents with risky, aggressive shots from everywhere on the court, and along with her physical power, her fearlessness and mental toughness set her apart. Tennis historians will tell you that the Graf-Seles rivalry, with its radical contrasts and style and personalities, still represents the most popular era in the history of the sport. From 1990 to 1993, the women's game was arguably more popular than the men's, which has never happened before or since. But in April of 1993, with Seles sitting alone at the top of the tennis world, the rivalry changed. During a routine dismantling of a lower-ranked opponent, the Bulgarian Magdalena Maliva, Seles took an extended water break on her courtside bench. It was a sleepy Friday afternoon in Hamburg, Germany, and almost no one took notice when a small, balding man stepped over the courtside barrier with a boning knife as long as his forearm. His name was Gunter Parch, and he was a supporter of Graf, a fellow German. The more Seles won, the madder he became, and when Seles began to dominate the rivalry, he was so distraught he considered killing himself. Unfortunately, he decided to kill Seles instead. When the women's tour came to Hamburg, Parche bought a ticket for one purpose, stopping his hero's rival. Once past the barrier, Parche raced to Seles's back and raised his knife with 2 hands above her head. Relaxed and unaware of the white bench in front of him, he was aiming for her heart, or if he missed that, her spine. Soon, the tip of that 9-inch blade would be visible on her chest, sticking out from her tank top, soaking her chest with blood. But as the steel flashed in the sunlight, a fan called out, and Monica turned, not all the way around, but enough to save her life. Parche missed his mark, and within seconds, security was dragging him off the court. Right before the stabbing, the television broadcast cut away from the court, as it tends to do between games, with the score on the screen and the crowd murmuring in the background. You hear the fan, and then Celeste's muted cry.
Bitte sofort einen Arzt auf den Platz.
When the coverage cuts back to the court, you see Celeste with a hand on her back, feeling the wound but unsure of what has happened. Officials quickly surround her and move her slowly to the ground. Parche is in a chokehold as another man tears the knife from his hand. While security drags him off the court, Celeste sits in the red clay surrounded by a growing group of officials. They tell her she's been stabbed, and we watch her face shift for the next few minutes between confusion and horrified comprehension. She nearly faints, nearly hyperventilates, and appears to be questioning everything she thought she knew about what it meant to stand on a tennis court. She would never be the same. When she heads to the locker room for further evaluation, she forfeits the match, the first ever loss in tennis history on account of being literally stabbed in the back. Maliva, her overmatched opponent, advances by default and loses in the next round. In the week that follows, Celeste undergoes surgery to repair the severed muscle and tissue in her back, just beneath her shoulder. Doctors tell her she would be paralyzed had she not leaned forward. The wound heals, but Celeste suffers chronic pain from scarring, and worse, she suffers sudden crying spells and panic attacks and is soon diagnosed with PTSD. By the time she finally returns to the tour, her hiatus from professional tennis had lasted 2 years. For his attempt to murder a teenage girl on international television, German courts sentenced Parche to 2 years probation. And to make matters worse, his plan works. With Celeste out, Graf wins the next 4 Grand Slam events on her way to becoming the greatest female athlete of the modern era, with a total of 22 Grand Slam championships. By the time Celeste is back on tour, she's anxiety-ridden and out of shape. Her once legendary nerve and confidence is shaken. She wins just 1 more major tournament, topping out at a total of 9. Following another loss at the French Open in 1996, a Los Angeles Times article noted the following difference in her game. Quote, Celeste, normally fearless and a risk-taker, was timid and circumspect. Though she has nothing in her history to suggest she would ever choke during a match, she visibly tightened. Celeste was not herself. Under a blazing sun, her famous strength of mind wilted. She was quoted as saying, "There are not too many excuses. I just played very scared. That shouldn't have been the way I should have gone out today on the court. I didn't take any chances. I played really defensive, which is not my style of game. If I'm on the tennis court, I should not play that way." Even her opponent was surprised by saying, "I felt she was serving bad. A couple of games she served normally and had some easy games, but she was serving really, really bad. Even the first serve was weak." Because Celeste was the number 1 ranked player in the world when she was stabbed, the Women's Tennis Association proposed holding her ranking until she was ready to play again. Tennis rankings are not like boxing titles. You don't hold them until someone beats you and takes them away. They're more like a merit system, where you have to keep playing and winning in order to hold your spot in the pecking order. But it seemed crazy for Celeste to lose her status simply because a fan tried to kill her on live TV. The WTA put their proposal to protect Celeste's ranking until she returned to a vote among all female players on tour. They rejected it unanimously. In Hamburg, Celeste needed a security guard to have her back in the most literal way. In the aftermath of the near tragedy, she needed her peers to have her back in a different way. They failed her too. The media was even worse, At her first tournament in Madrid since the stabbing, the host of a Spanish tabloid show rushed forward, wielding a huge knife made of spongy material, shouting, "Take it, Monica. It's for you." The once fierce competitor, who had so cheerfully dominated her sport, now struggled with depression and binge eating, becoming more of a sympathetic figure than a star. For my money, Monica Seles remains the greatest women's tennis player of all time, arguably the greatest altogether. And every time I think of her, I think of how arbitrary and cruel life can be. Had she not been stabbed, she might have won 30 majors, or had she been stabbed years earlier, she might never have won at all. Success in this life is often arbitrary, which is to say that failure is too. Behind every loser is likely a good reason or a bunch of good reasons for why they always lose. And not every wound is so visible as a televised attempted murder. The case of Monica Seles reminds us that we can never have enough grace. We can never know what we'll never know about the people around us. And our impulse to judge should always be measured by this realization. The best players aren't always the ones holding the trophy. The best people often lose. And the things that have interrupted other people's success would probably have done the same to you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.